Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Scott Kirkland from The Crystal Method. I am so looking forward to getting myself down to Australia this December. Hope to see you there.
Beautiful, Scott. Thanks for joining us today, brother.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
As you mentioned, The Crystal Method hit Australia soon for a run of shows starting at the Factory Floor in Sydney on December 9th before going through Brisbane, Adelaide and Melbourne and then finishing in Perth on December 17th. So what can we expect from the run of shows, mate?
Well, definitely a lot of pent-up energy will be released. I've been looking forward to this tour. I think we initially had this one booked for June of 2020, and of course we all know what happened from that point on, and then it continued happening, and we continued pushing it, and I'm just so excited to finally, you know, to be able to come back down there and hang out with the kind people of Australia. The perfect timing for everybody getting back out and having a good time, and I've got a lot of you know, a lot of pent up energy that I'm ready to, you know, kind of exercise and really looking forward to performing and just seeing the beautiful country.
Beautiful. So can you describe for us a typical show by The Crystal Method, if there is such thing?
Well, definitely a typical show is a lot of energy from yours truly. I have this, wonderful, sometimes scary, fight or flight, reaction to shows. And I only use that term just simply because it's kind of, you can understand the adrenaline part of it that is released. And so, I'm one that, gets really into the moment and the 20 plus years, almost 30 years now of material to draw from is definitely a comfort. And so my goal is to make sure everybody in the room has as much fun as I'm having.
Oh, cool. Now, there's probably a few people out there that are wondering why Heavy is interviewing The Crystal Method, given that you're an electronic music act, but you guys have a bit of a history with crossing over genres. So we'll talk about that a bit more if you can, mate. Like, it started when you performed on the track Can't You Trip Like I Do with Filter for the soundtrack to the movie Spawn in 1997. So what can you tell us about that collaboration?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a phenomenal soundtrack and score, really groundbreaking for the time. Electronic artists like myself and Ken collaborating with heavy metal or hard rock artists, there were some really an interesting collaborations on that. I think you had Orbital was working with Kirk Hammett from Metallica, and there's so many that I'm just forgetting at this moment, but for us to be able to do this track with Filter was really something special, because the track Trip Like I Do was the first song off of our album Vegas, and soon as Filter heard it, they were just really started to get them come up with all these ideas, and they immediately called us and sang the hook over the phone, and the track turned out so well, it was the lead single from the score, and from that point on it became a staple in our sets and in their sets. So it's one of those tracks that really did do a lot of the heavy lifting as far as sort of turning us on to a different audience, and we've been happy to have them along ever since.
Oh. And that continued on your 2001 album Tweekend, which, by the way, mate, that's probably the best album title ever. I love that. But you featured guitars by Tom Morello and vocals from Scott Weiland on a couple of tracks, mate. So run us through those songs and how you got those guys involved.
Yeah, we had heard through the grapevine that Tom Morello was a fan of Vegas, and we put out some feelers, and one day he showed up at our studio and could not have been kinder, more generous as far as, you know, being completely in the moment. And we just hit the ground running. We plugged him in, and immediately, you know, his tone and his style, you know, just fit with what we were doing at that moment. And so he co-produced and wrote three songs with us, PhD, Wild, Sweet, and Cool, and of course, the first single, Name of the Game. So, and, you know, our friendship has maintained ever since, and we're always looking forward to hearing what he's coming out with, and he's always interested in what we're doing. So one of those moments where you just couldn't ask for a better collaborator and someone that we were huge fans of, and again, perfect, you know, human being to bring in the studio and make some noise with.
And then on your 2004 album, Legion of Bloom, you had Caius vocalist John Garcia and Wes Ballin from Limp Bizkit on guitar for some songs. So tell us how that came about.
Yeah, you know, we had started a collaboration with Wes for a track for a movie. I can't remember what that was right now, but it didn't work out for that. But we had a chance to we actually met him on the Family Values Tour, which was a big tour that took place in the States in the late 90s and early 2000s. And the year that we were on it, Limp Bizkit was the headliner with Filter and Bone Thugs and Harmony and of course, yours truly. So we had the opportunity to hang out with him briefly on that tour. And so, yeah, the track was humming along, and actually our A&R person, John Seidel, came in and said, hey, I just found out that John Garcia is in town, and he's looking to do some projects, and he took it upon himself to send him the rough track that we had started working on. And next thing you knew, we were getting inundated with just amazing vocal takes. This guy John is just one of these, you know, true rock singers. I mean, he's got that voice that sets him apart from so many others, and also super kind, super generous human being. So we went on the road with them for that tour, and it's just still one of those songs that plays that I play in my sets to this day. Born Too Slow.
And then you went three albums without any rock or metal artists, and then before using E pop on the track Post Punk from this year's album, The Trip Out. Like, that must have been cool, mate, having someone like him in the studio.
Well, you know, actually, we cheated on that one. We took that a sample from a documentary that's a really great documentary called Gimme Danger, which is documentary about the Stooges, done by Jim Jarmusch. Although we would love, the offer is still out there to get him in the studio to do something in the future. But yeah, we came across this really great documentary, and right at the end of it, Iggy's in all his glory, sort of, you know, recapping what we all just watched and giving a little bit of a closing statement, if you will, for the doc. And we just, you know, we're immediately like, wow, that's, I bet that would sound really good over this track that we're working on. And so we went ahead, and started to pull it in there, and then jumped through all the hoops to get it licensed and so we could use it in the song. So I met Jim Jarmusch. He couldn't have been kinder, really generous with his time and is in letting us use the sample. And of course, Iggy was on board as well as soon as he heard the track. And so we got the blessing and really, really happy with how it turned out.
Oh, so tell me, mate, like, is it easy to blend the genres musically, like blending your electronic music with the rock and the metal? Is it a hard process?
No, it's pretty natural for me because I grew up listening to rock and heavy metal and, you know, Metallica and Judas Priest and, hard rock bands were what I was into from the time I was 12 till, you know, until I'm still into them, but I started to discover, you know, electronic music and started to blend the two together, both, in my listening, my playlist, but also, in what inspires me when I go in the studio. So I love distorted sounds. I love big drums. You know, I love that, that the sound of rock. So it's always been, you know, the sort of the signature sound of the Crystal Method is having that sort of those influences and wearing them on our sleeve.
So along those lines, mate, like how much of a correlation is there musically between metal, punk and rock and the electronic side of things?
I'm sorry, one more time.
How much of a correlation is there musically between the rock and the metal and the punk and the electronic side?
Well, I think it definitely as the scene, like as electronic music evolved and you started to get this influx of young producers that really were like us, bringing their influences and their, you know, the things that they grew up with and assimilating that naturally into, you know, what they were doing in the studio, you were able to really sort of understand that there's, you know, going like the Prodigy and their real aggressive, you know, middle finger sort of sound, you know, seeped and dripped and, you know, distortion and aggression and you know, and that sort of punk sensibility, but, you know, but sort of produced and you know, created within an environment that allows you to sample and use synthesizers and different things like that. So I think, you know, as, you know, again, as things, you know, really started to sort of seep together and artists grew up with all these different genres, you know, in their lives, when those artists didn't get a chance to go in the studio, it just really came out naturally. And so you really got this blend of a lot of things that I think relates really, really well with you know, the sound of, you know, of aggression and force and that kind of like, one against many sort of vibe that, you know, punk rock and rock sort of symbolizes.
Beautiful. All right, Scott. Well, thanks very much for your time today, mate. The Crystal Method hit Australia for the first time since 2007, I believe, this December, starting in Sydney on the 9th. So get amongst it and hope to see a few of those rocking the tracks out there as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, and I look forward to seeing you when I get down there.
All right, brother. Get out of that car now, mate. It looks pretty hot.
Cheers.
All right, bro.
Have a good one.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.